Launching in hour number two of the program, you can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts who want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. And we go straight into the phone calls to start things out here. Let's go to John, calling from Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, John. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to call you guys. I said I was going to call you when I actually went and got my medical marijuana license.
Ah, yes. How did that go? And, how easy was it?
It was very easy. I know you guys were here in Marina Del Rey, and you couldn't actually go into the shops or anything, because that was actually harder to get into the shops than it was to get the license, but...
Okay.
Basically, you walk in, you don't have to make an appointment, and you just sit down and speak with the doctor for 15 minutes, and, you know, explain what's troubling you. You know, you say depression or anxiety or, you know, and that's it. He just signs a piece of paper, and you're good to go.
So do you sort of, like, know who the pot doctors are that you can go
so
to
if
for this?
There's a paper here called LA Weekly, and you can go to, like, laweekly.com, and they have a whole page dedicated just to, you know, Kush joints and what do you call them, dispensaries and all those kind of places and doctors. You know, and they offer you like a sign up now and we'll give you a free gram or something, you know? Yeah.
Wow. So wait a minute. So now these doctors are doing doctor things in other ways. Like they're not giving people pot prescriptions, are they?
No. When you first come in, they have you sign a piece of paper saying they're not your primary care physician.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just for the use of medicinal marijuana, has California law, whatever, Prop 2 and 2, and all this legal text, and you sign your name, and that's it. You just go in there, and you talk to them, and, you know.
And then do they issue you with the permit, or does that come from some government agency?
No, it's, he issued me a letter, two letters, actually, and they put a little sticker on the first one to, it'll be easier when you go to the pharmacy to get it dispensed. It's like a priority sticker or something.
And do you just hold that letter for the entire time? Does it expire at a certain point?
No, it doesn't expire. And they said if you lose it, you just come in and we'll give you a new one for no extra charge. And,
wow.
Yeah. And they just said keep it in a safe place. And when you go to register at a pharmacy, bring it with you and your ID. And it just says, you know, he is under my medical care and he reports to me that using marijuana relieves his medical symptoms. I recommend approve my patient's use of marijuana, health and safety code 113-62,
Now, also, you want to keep that with you when you're driving, do you not? That way, if you're pulled over...
I would. When I went to the dispensary, the guy was really nice, and, I think you tried to get in one, right, when you're here?
No, we knew that we couldn't... We knew that we would be able to.
This is pretty... You have to go through a series of doors, and basically, they buzz you in the first door, and there's a little kiosk or window, and... You have to show your ID and your paper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they check it out, and they call up the pharmacy. And then they let you through the next set of doors. And then, you know, they come in and browse through the stuff. And
what and, sort of selection, what's it like when you actually get in there?
Cool, man.
Yeah, there's more like than just pot, stuff. Too. Don't they have, like,
they
brownies and stuff?
Yeah, they had, like, these hash pills, like $30 per pack. And I'm like, what are those? And, you know, what are they, like? They had these edible things like lollipops and like mm-hmm. something like a power bar, but made out of hemp or hash. Or
has the world come to an end in California as a result of the easy availability of marijuana?
Right. Are people humping in the streets? Mad gunmen running around.
I mean, it hasn't really. If you look back at the '60s, it's really been the same. You know, since the summer of love. Well, actually, people were humping in the streets back then.
I see.
But, you know, the fact is...
Everyone's really secretive about it. Like, I called the place. They said, you get two free gifts or something when you come and register with us. And
mm-hmm.
and I said, okay, what are the gifts? Over the phone. And they're really paranoid. And it's more of a paranoia thing still, you know, because the feds, I don't know, like, before you were here for that convention, the feds had a bust or something, and...
Yeah, they like to come in there from time to time, kick in doors, take people's marijuana, and take their cash.
So everyone's a little bit on edge, and they're not so openly, you know, humping on the streets and, you know...
Right, so all that really has changed is that instead of the drug being completely outlawed, there's a semi-legal status for it, It's relatively within reach of anyone who's an adult. And and it just simply makes it easier for them to get. It increases the variety that are of marijuana that's offered beyond all the lollipops and stuff. How many different varieties of marijuana were there?
This week there was like 10 of them, and I asked them, where does it come from, or is it organic? And he said, well, it has to come from California if it's going to be sold in California. Like, it can't be called Moroccan hash and then be sold here. It has to be called Fresno hash or something.
Got it.
And he said, usually on the board, you know, there's like a marker board, and on the left where there's all the different varieties, like, they had the lowest one started at 20 for, I guess they call it an eighth, or 3 grams.
Okay.
And it's like called Dark Mota, and then
now, the Dark Mota, that's probably better than what most people can actually purchase in their black markets.
Better than probably stuff the government even made that and not test, you know?
Yeah, well, governments usually make lousy marijuana.
Yeah.
That's what's happening up in Canada, at least. They put the government
in charge. I know, in the past, like, if you went to a Grateful Dead concert or something and you went to get pot, I'm sure you're going to find some nice varieties there, you know. But
now, in the black market, as your quantity increases, usually the price comes down a little bit. If it's $20 for an eighth, what are they charging for an ounce of marijuana?
I don't know. I think the prices were kind of high because I don't know ounces. I'm just used to grams, and grams was 65. It was like, it was, you know, went up from 20, then it went to 55, then 60, then 65.
Yeah, that's something I noticed when I was there, and we visited a friend of mine. I noticed that the marijuana was very, very good quality. I mean, you just can't get a better selection anywhere in America right now. And the pot was good quality, but the price was still up there.
It was high. I mean, the highest one was $85, and I'm like, price, that's just like three grams or something. We just put a little bit in the scale, and I'm like, wow, is that all you get, you know?
Well, it's because, in my opinion, that there's
a huge bag or something for $85. But
there's still a black market in operation up there.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a fully legal status, but even so, even on that low end, that $20 for 3 grams or whatever, that's cheaper than what you can pay for anywhere else that I've seen in America.
Okay.
So even the low end stuff is really, really good, and it's still cheaper than black market prices. So where the marketplace to actually go true free market as far as marijuana is concerned, then you'd probably see more open competition and more selection and even lower prices. But very interesting. And let us know if you experience any more interesting things on your path as a medical marijuana user. John, thanks for the story. We appreciate hearing from you.
Welcome.
800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
Well, you know, I don't see any reason why, you know, that can't happen everywhere. I mean, California is no different than the rest of the states as far as, you know, folks living there. I suppose they're a little more socialist than most, but, you know, I mean, pot's not going to make the world crack wide open just because it's legal.
Oh, but Mark,
for sick people.
Mark, didn't you see all the marijuana accessory stores that were open along Venice Beach? There were head shops everywhere.
There were head shops everywhere. In every town in America.
But there were 10 of them in the whole one strip of land.
That's because tourists come to California, and it's easy to get pot in California, so people want to get something to remember.
But that's just a sign that society's deteriorating as a result of this medical marijuana.
A glass pipe is a sign that society's deteriorating?
It tells you that there's a high demand for these products.
There is a high demand for those products.
Well, the we need to outlaw them.
Okay. Why?
Need to stop people from getting their hands on these narcotics.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, guess what? The fact is, people already were getting their hands on the narcotics before the medical marijuana.
We were just paying to incarcerate them.
Right. We were paying a whole lot of a boatload of money to incarcerate them, and they were paying too much to black marketeers. There's a chance that the marijuana you're buying on the black market is coming from someone who's growing it in your town, so you might be supporting a local dealer. But there's also a good chance you're buying marijuana that was brought in by the hundreds and thousands of pounds, huge loads of pot, and that money's going out to gangsters. That money's going to bad men who have no compunctions with killing people.
Let's give them a bunch of money, shall we?
I'm pretty sure the compassionate marijuana providers operating the storefronts in California aren't busy bumping off their competition.
No, they're not.
So legalizing it just takes the violence and the danger out of the trade and makes everyone safer. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 13, 2007, gold spot 681.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $704.21, $353.94 for half ounce, and $177.07 for quarter ounce coins. That's $704.21, $353.94, and $177.07. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Go there at wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained at resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go straight to the phones and to the fun, ladies first, it's Michelle calling from Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk a little bit about disabled veterans.
Okay.
I spent 6 years in the Army, and I am disabled. I had some pelvic problems, and I didn't have a choice. They operated on me and screwed some stuff up. Anyway, so I'm 10% disabled. And I kind of wanted to talk more to your other listeners about what I would be giving up and what I'd be gaining in a free market system.
Sure.
If you did not have a freestanding Army, but you still got this huge group of disabled veterans out there, there are a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
I know that from my own experience, I have VA benefits. I get a monthly amount, and I also get quote-unquote free health care through the Veterans Hospital.
Right.
I don't use the health care. I will not go to the Veterans Hospital.
I imagine you wouldn't. They operated on you and messed you up and made you 10% disabled. Why the heck would you go back there?
Right.
For going twice, right?
Exactly. The quality is, everybody knows the quality of the veterans health care system is mm-hmm. just not even remotely up to par.
Well, that's not what their spokespeople say, but yes, everyone who's actually, that I've talked to who is a veteran has pretty much taken that position.
So, I, of course, through my current employer, I have my own HSA, my own health care, and I pay for it. I use it. I don't use the free system.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I'm giving up much by having the Veterans Administration wiped out.
Awesome.
As far as the monthly stipend I receive, if I just got back the $900 or so per month that I pay in federal income taxes, Social Security, Medicare, and all that, that more than covers what I'm getting from the Veterans Administration.
You'd be all right. Can I ask what they're giving you?
10%. It's about $115 a month.
Oh, boy. What are you going to do with that exactly?
That's chump change.
I know. It's really not. I don't count it for anything. I don't do, I don't even enter it into my budget,
So basically you're saying I'd very easily trade my so-called benefits for freedom, what you're saying.
Easily. And
awesome.
As far as those who are more dependent on the system, who, say, closer to 70, 80, 100% disabled, who are receiving quite a bit more, maybe mm-hmm. $1,500 a month, and that's actually an amount that someone could possibly live off of if they were unemployed or unemployable.
Right.
There's a whole system already set up. There's the DAV, and their whole function, this is a nonprofit, pretty much
that's
all
the Daughters of American Veterans, correct?
Disabled American Veterans.
Okay.
Is the acronym.
DAV,
It's a whole group of people already set up, and basically what they do is they help disabled veterans petition the government for their benefits. They help you fill out the paperwork and all that. There's already a whole volunteer force out there who helps disabled veterans get benefits. I don't see why that volunteer force couldn't easily be adjusted to the free market where they're looking for private donors.
Fundraising.
Or
they could shift gears from hiring lawyers to shift gears to taking that money and giving it to people for their for what they need.
Even if you didn't go quite that far, even if you just paid veterans, medical care in the free market arena, we honored our promises. I'm still sure that it's a heck of a lot less expensive than this huge VA monstrosity bureaucracy that we have.
I'd agree with you, yes.
I don't like the idea of more federal dollars going into the medical field, but even at that rate, it seems like it would be a better thing.
But, nonetheless, what great thoughts, Michelle. That's just a brilliant call. Any other thoughts for us?
I have several, but I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Well, call us back sometime. We really would appreciate it. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You heard it there from a disabled veteran.
Right. She's not going in there. She's not going to get treated at the VA. They messed her up once.
Right. So she's very well willing to just throw in the towel, take her freedom,
mm-hmm.
and the increase in wealth and money that you would get as a result of not having this encroaching federal government. And the 15% on Social Security probably alone would be enough, let alone income tax and Medicare.
Sake, yeah.
Right. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls. Let's see. This is Brian in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brian.
Hey. I'm tired of being labeled a Christian.
Okay.
I'm getting sick of the Christians' attitude about abortion, how it needs to be made illegal. I like babies just as much as the next guy, mm-hmm. but I really don't want to see women in back alleys having abortions.
That's right. Where it would go.
I don't really understand why it's a Christian thing to want... Because it's never been between abortion and no abortion. The choice has always been between legal abortion and illegal abortion.
Yeah, I don't think they realize that, though.
I don't understand why.
I think it has something to do with the same sort of mentality we're talking about in hour number one, that, you know, people believe that laws are somehow magical. They believe that, you know, if you just craft the right law, everyone will turn in their guns. If you just craft the right law, abortions will disappear. I mean, it's some sort of an obsession with the power of law, this perceived mystical power that it has on people in this country. And it's more widespread than it's just Christians. It's spread throughout America.
Yeah, but it's pretty popular among Christians.
Sure it is.
It is. You know, and I understand what you feel like on that subject. I before George Bush got elected, I would have called myself a Republican. And I've now since relatively recently, within the last couple of years, gotten a membership to the Republican Liberty Caucus, but I have a very difficult time calling myself a Republican. I don't like being labeled with them.
Yeah.
But I guess I am. And, you know, it's not really fair to all Christians out there because of the voice of some noisy few to crack down on them all. I mean,
yeah, but is it a noisy few, or does that sort of mentality, the, well, let's just pass a law and that'll fix everything mentality, infect the majority of Christians?
I don't, let's just pass a law. Most Americans think that we can just pass a law and fix things.
Right,
I mean,
so many of these so-called Christians then take that to the next level, like I saw in this movie Jesus Camp, which if you've not seen yet, I highly recommend, Brian. It shows the evangelicals and their position on these sorts of things, and they want to get in control of government. They want to put their people in government so they can have what they consider a good government, and so that government can act and force other people to behave in the way that God says that they should behave. They have no compunction with admitting that they want to force, they want to rule over others. They actually use the term rule over others in the name of God. You believe that?
They need a new bumper sticker. Who would Jesus kill?
Great call. Thank you for it. 800-259-9231. Well, they don't want to kill anybody. They just want you to behave in the right manner. Of course, if you don't behave in the right manner, you'll be thrown into jail cell. If you don't want to be thrown into jail cell, you'll be executed. 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line. You bring up whatever you want, whether it's marijuana, guns, or whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the website. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by purchasing maybe some stuff from amazon.freetalklive.com. When you go to amazon.freetalklive.com and you shop in the 40 categories of products, everything from their brand-new grocery store to video rentals to DVDs, books, office products, baby stuff, and more. I mean, it's all there, furniture. Whatever you purchase, a percentage of your purchase will go towards Free Talk Live. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. And now you can help Free Talk Live and get all the stuff you need. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty and hear and discuss the progress and future of the FSP. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com.
800-259-9231. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David.
Long live free talk.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about the cannabis subject.
Yes.
It's against the law because it promotes independence. It will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel for you.
Well, now,
not
the plant
because,
itself
not because
won't.
It gives you a little buzz, because we know alcohol is much more dangerous than marijuana could ever be.
It sure is. Now, wait a minute. I just want to clarify. The plant itself is not going to feed you and take care of you, but people in the marketplace will take that plant and they'll turn it into products for your house, products for your car.
Well, the seed of cannabis is one of the most nutritional foods known to mankind. It contains most of all your omegas, all the super omegas. It's 33% protein, no bad fats.
It's an amazing product.
There's
really
25,000 uses of it. Mercedes-Benz uses the plastic made from cannabis in some of their cars. It makes biodegradable plastic. The world is screaming for nourishment, It's one of the most nourishing plants on the planet. The world is screaming for a paper alternative. It makes the best paper known to mankind, almost, and it doesn't need bleach to make it white. The world is screaming for plant fuel. This plant could grow 2 times in a year in most states, and it will grow in every state in the lower 48.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to grow weed.
It makes methane. It makes methane just as much as all the other plants. It makes oil that you could drink the oil, and it's good for you. It's a miracle plant, and it's being kept away from us only because you could be independent from you. During the revolution, the British Empire held the monopoly on the plant. Thomas Jefferson had to smuggle hemp seeds back from France into the United States, and they used it at law to grow it because you needed it to make a navy at the time.
Have you ever seen A Drug War, Carol? It's an excellent little comic book that they have on the internet, and you can actually purchase it in comic book form. Have you seen that before?
No.
As somebody who appreciates the history of the cannabis plant,
it's been used by mankind for over 10,000 years.
It sure has.
It's only been against the law and kept from the people only in the past 70 years when all these corporate companies taken over. Because, well, there was 3 hemp wars, actually, that people was actually shooting people over. But the cotton gin was made first. And that's
in A Drug War Christmas Carol, that's what it's called. A Drug War Carol, I think is the name of the website, .com or .org. Anyway, in this what they do is they dig through the history of marijuana and they put it in this sort of comic book form so people can easily absorb it. And they really do go back and they show you that the history of this prohibition is not because it's an evil weed that people can get high with, but as you're pointing out, because it's so versatile that certain people in industry...
You could be independent from the government. It promotes wealth. It makes clothing.
Right, it does promote wealth, but it threatened the industries of William Randolph Hearst and whoever it was that owned DuPont back in the day. And so they lobbied the legislators to pass a law against it.
It doesn't need pesticides. It doesn't need fertilizers. It will wipe out if you have noxious weeds, if you plant hemp over the top of it, it grows faster.
It does pretty well on its own, yes. I mean, if you do help it out, then it gets even better. But yes, you're absolutely right, David, and you're an expert on the issue, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I know, I threw some of the seeds in my backyard once, just for the heck of it.
And there they go.
Because I didn't want to throw them in the garbage, you know, because cops can look through your garbage and all that. And it was 2 weeks later that I had to get out the lawnmower because those suckers were popping up everywhere. I didn't do anything.
You know, there's Operation Overgrow where they recommend that you take your hemp seeds, your marijuana seeds, and you throw them, on government property.
And that sort of thing.
Well,
yeah.
And even more...
police stations.
Better, yeah, near police stations. That's great.
I love it.
Some funny crap.
Somebody needs to do that here in New Hampshire. We need to get Operation Overgrow.
It won't be me.
Into overtime. 800-259-9231. The cannabis situation is certainly a tragic one. The idea that this versatile plant has been prohibited for as long as it has, it just needs to come to an end. The prohibition needs to end. People need to be able to buy and sell products in the free marketplace. And if you don't like it, then don't buy it. Because the fact is, there are plenty of people, millions and millions of Americans, that are frequent marijuana smokers. Some of them smoke several times a day. Many of them only smoke a couple of times a week. Some few times a year. But the fact is, there are millions of Americans that consume this product on the black market. They pay too much, and that money goes to support criminals. How could anybody, any prohibitionist, support that idea? Let's go to the phones and talk to George in Virginia. You take control of the airwaves, George. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the amplifier line. What's up?
Oh, God, this Virginia Tech shooting is really messed up. And now I've got, like, a couple of my friends pretty much going, see, this is why guns should be outlawed. I'm like, oh, yeah, right, like, that would have helped right there. But I told her, I was like, straight up, had I had my own gun, I would have shot that guy myself.
You bought the cap.
At the very least. What? One guy shot, probably. But You know, at the very least, the guy would have had to concentrate on me and take cover for my shot, and that would have bought students far more time to get away from that dude.
Yep. And it's unlikely that you would have only gotten one shot off. I mean, it's you'd have the gun out, right?
The whole situation would have changed. It's if guns were legal to carry in all places. I mean, as far as if it's a private business and they want to out and they don't want guns on their property, well, then that's their business and their prerogative. They're welcome to have those restrictions. But if it were possible to carry guns on the Virginia Tech campus, this gunman might have fought two or three times before actually even trying what he did.
Yeah, it may never have happened at all.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and in Virginia, it's very easy to get a concealed carry permit. You know, it's only Virginia Tech that banned the guns on the pain of getting expelled right there. I mean, all you have to do is not have any violent offenses, you know, just a clean record. That's all you need, and they'll just hand it to you, the concealed carry permit, that is.
Well, I'd rather be expelled than be carried
exactly.
in a box.
I know, and it's retarded like that. I mean, I kept trying to tell my friends, like, look, you don't see these things happening at gun shows, do you?
Yep.
And they're like, they just shut up about that.
Well, that's just what happens. I mean, when you counteract somebody with sensible points, whether it's on gun control or marijuana or whatever it is you're talking about, when you counteract them with the facts, they just go blank. They go blank and they sort of let it pass in one ear and out the other, and they completely ignore what it is that you're saying, because to admit that they were wrong, that hurts. And so you're never going to have anybody necessarily just turn over and switch their opinion right there on the spot. But maybe a few weeks later, maybe when they're going to sleep at night one night, they'll think about the things that you said, turn them over in their head.
And then make the ideas their own.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, George. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. So it's a process. Coming to liberty and coming to understand freedom is a process. It takes time. Got to give people that time and work on them slowly in the meantime. 800-259-9231. Some really frightening news about Americans on the way. We've got a big battle ahead of us. We'll prove it coming up.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free lines. Bring up what you want. Dean here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, and that does include updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list for free at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your calls about whatever you want. It's Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just wanted to call and say happy April Fool's Day.
What do you mean?
Well, tomorrow is April Fool's Day.
What?
It's the day that all the fools pay their taxes, is what he's trying to say.
Oh, right.
It's the real April Fool's Day. It's not April 1st, like most people have thought all this time. It's usually April 15th, but this year it falls on the 17th.
Now, wait a minute, Gene. Didn't you email me or something saying that you were going to pay taxes for the first time in 25 years?
Actually, I posted that on the bulletin board system, yeah. And after 26 years of non-filing, I'm joining the system here.
What's going on?
I'm caving in and filing. Well, primarily because we're a bigger target now. We have more income, and they've been lately throwing people in jail. All of the big names have gone to jail, Larkin Rose and Irwin Schiff. So
they scared the anarchists, huh?
Now, isn't that going to? Aren't they going to come out and make you pay for the last 26 years?
Well, no, they've already stated that they want me to file for like 5 years, but that's as far back as they're going right now. So
you're
going to
do that then?
I'm debating whether I should do it or just let them file a tax return for me, which they've done in the past. You know, in the past they have filed a tax return for me and then leaned my house and caused me to have to pay them a bunch of money in order to sell my house.
Yikes.
So they've done that in the past. And basically, what I've seen over these last 25, 28 years is that the government is a lawless organization, and
they do whatever they want.
First of all, you know, I've explained that the government is a fiction, but the people that believe in this fiction government, they're lawless people. They will do whatever they want to do in order to get you to give them your money. So the best bet is to try and hide your money from them, and that's what I recommend everybody do, is just stash away as much as you can. And these days it's getting very difficult to do that with all the electronic transactions and stuff. It's getting harder and harder to stash away money, unless you do it overseas, which is what I recommend. You know, you've got to find another country, another jurisdiction.
Can't they even get you there? Can't they even subpoena those banks or whatever? And
well, it depends on the country. You know, like my wife is from China, so if we put stuff in China, it's not easy for them to trace that. It's actually quite impossible. If you were Iranian or if you have Iranian relatives, you would want to stash stuff in Iran.
Makes sense.
So you get what I'm saying. You know, these are places where the government has no control over
it's
what
possible
goes on.
Then. Gotcha.
So it is possible, but yeah, unfortunately, I have caved in and I've had to had to file, and primarily, you know, it had a lot to do with the wife getting scared and all this stuff, and we're getting to be a larger target, and they're
coming. You mean she's not an anarchist too?
Unfortunately, no, she's
not.
Oh,
bummer.
But she's hardly the socialist that she was when she grew up in China.
Sure.
I would call her a Republican today.
Now, how does your wife feel about the Free State Project?
I've told her about it, and she's said that's a possibility. We might move there after we finish our obligations here. Like I said, we're tied in to this location for about 5 years due to contractual obligations. But I've joined into this Free State Project, and I've made my commitment. I think that in 5 years' time, we'll probably either be in the Free State or in China, one or the other.
Got it. Now, here's my question, I guess. Now, 5 years from now, if you land in New Hampshire, do you feel like that would give you the courage that you need to continue the fight and to stop paying the feds again, or do you think you're going to just pay them into perpetuity?
You know, in 5 years' time, I predict one of two things. Number one, this paying income taxes for me is a short-term solution to the problem.
Really?
I think this will only be for a year or two of filing, because one of two things is going to happen. Either the income tax system is going to collapse due to people like Irwin Schiff, who's currently appealing his case, people like Bob Schultz of the We the People organization, and Sherry Jackson, and some of these other people that are on the forefront. And
the tax freedom luminaries, if you will.
Yeah, and then you've got freedom to fascism. And these things are starting to open people's eyes. So
you think so?
Within a year or two, I would expect, and we've got Bob Brown there. That's a big catalyst right there.
Yeah, but even though people's eyes are being opened, they aren't necessarily going to stop paying. I mean, it's one thing to open their eyes, but when they see examples of Gene the Christian anarchist who hasn't paid for 25 years, now all of a sudden jumping back on the wagon, I mean, that says to them, oh my God, this government's so scary, they've scared Gene the Christian anarchist back into paying. Why would they want to step out of there?
I'm not so scared of them, but I've determined that at this point, this is probably a better option than taking a chance that they're going to steal everything I've got at this point. So this is a temporary measure, like I say. I think eventually either this whole thing is going to collapse in a couple years,
yeah,
or it's going to become such a police state in this country. It's going to become such a... like George Bush said, it would be a lot easier if this was a
dictatorship,
and he was the dictator. So we're going to go one of two ways.
So wait, if it goes to the police state, will you keep paying? Because then you're supporting the police state.
If it goes to the police state, I'm out of here. One of two things. Either I join the revolution or I'm out of here. One of those two things.
Fair enough,
Gene. I will not live in a police state.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I would make the allegation this already is a police state. It's just not as bad as it could be. It hasn't gotten to, like, 100% police state quite yet. Maybe we're at around 33%, 25%, somewhere down there. It could get much worse.
Yeah, you know, I'm currently reading a kid's book, or at least a young adult's book, sort of a teenager's book, called Out of the Gray Zone. And it's amazing. It's by Claire...
Sequinowitz? Oh, Claire Wolf?
Claire Wolf and somebody else.
Okay.
And I don't know who the authors are. I didn't expect to talk about it tonight. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have had that information for you. But it's sort of this utopia future where the government has, you know, they've outlawed fats, they've outlawed sugars, they've outlawed...
all the things they want to do.
You know, all kinds of pharmaceuticals, medicines handled by the government, everything that they want to get done, and it's just...
The FDA is seizing power over nutraceuticals.
Yeah, they have people implanted with chips in their hands so that they can do their transactions. If you don't have a chip, it's very difficult to do your transactions.
Right.
And so that's all I can see it going towards.
Well, as government gets bigger, that is the way it will go.
That's what they want.
There are only, as Gene put it, there are only two options as far as government is concerned. Either it gets bigger and the police state encroaches, or we manage to slash it drastically down.
Yeah.
There's the middle ground is a semi-police state, and that's where we are right now. So it's up to you. Where do you want it to go? Because if you sit there and you kick back and you crack open a can of can of beer and watch Britney Spears on television every night and go to work, then you're not doing anything to help freedom. And you're essentially ensuring the rise of the police state. By your inaction, you are guaranteeing that the government will get bigger. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Joe in California land. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about today's incident, but one of the callers mentioned the taxes, and we were listening to marijuana, too, and I just wanted to remind everybody, up until I believe it was, 1937, you could pay your taxes either in hemp, which at the time was the largest crop in the United States, or in coin, tender.
Really?
And that changed with the marijuana laws in 1937.
Hmm.
And that was done because Dow Chemical had started producing a bunch of petrochemicals and wanted to, stop them from having natural seed oil in the paints and, switch to lead-based chemicals and all these other things.
Yeah, there were different industrial sort of pulls going on with the government there, yes.
Absolutely. But what I called in originally on was today's tragic event. Over the last couple of weeks, there's been quite a controversy revolving around Rosie O'Donnell. And, we may not remember this because the gun taking fight, has been kind of on the back burner since the Iraq War started,
mm-hmm.
but she was one of their most forefront, advocates for that.
Oh, yes, she is.
And tomorrow she was supposed to have on a bunch of firefighters and survivors from 9/11, to start talking about some of these things she's brought up. And I just think that it was a very effective way to marginalize anything that she's going to say, or more importantly, you can only call somebody a fat, ugly, sexually challenged person, and it has no meaning. There's no fight in that argument. But
I don't really know where you're going with this. I'm not sure where you're going with this, and I want to find out what it is. So hang on. I'll bring you back in hour number three. 800-259-9231. Because there are certain people that have embraced Rosie O'Donnell recently, and that could be a mistake. We'll talk about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.